Head coach Gus Bradley huddled up the players before practice today, asking for focus on a no-repeat Friday. The Jaguars are ready for the Week 12 matchup with the Indianapolis Colts. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars from the Clevelander deck at Everbank Field. The Jags will be back home next week, but a big road test in Week 12 in Indianapolis against the first-place Colts. Let's start with injuries. You know, Linder's back this week. With him back, that means that this is about as healthy as they can be right now.
Yeah, it really is, and on offense especially. Gus talked about today, yes, they're without Allen Robinson, so you're down one of your receivers. But he sort of said that's really it. They have Mercedes back, and if you're into Week 11, Week 12 of the NFL season, and you're down one guy, it's about as healthy as you can expect. So I think he was just sort of saying, hey, there's really no excuses. Let's go out and play and see where we are after 11, 12 weeks.
Some changes at linebacker this week. They'll put Telvin Smith, Geno Hayes, and JT Thomas all on the field together, but Geno's in a new spot this week.
Well, and I just talked to him a few minutes ago in the locker room, and I said, hey, what's going to be the difference? Yeah, you played the weak side, you're going to the auto. And he goes, eh, no difference. I said, well, okay, why? He said, because I know the defense. And so his point was, he knows what's going on out there. He's ready. Physically, it shouldn't be a big deal. He's ready to play that role. And that sort of jives with what Gus had said earlier this week. They don't expect that to be a problem. He's experienced enough to handle that transition to that new role.
It's easier to move a vet around than,
sure,
than a rookie in
and
that position.
He's a smart guy, savvy. He knows what he's doing out there.
Big picture game in Week 12. The Jags going into Indianapolis. They're upset after the big loss to New England last week. They're in first place, only a game up in the division. Jags are 1-9 trying to get an upset on the road.
Well, and as we talked about some this week, the Jaguars need to play better against the Colts. At some point, this is going to be a team they're going to have to get past. So you want to go up there. You want to play better. The last three games against them have been pretty one-sided. But overall, it's just about let's get this last six-game stretch off to a good start, show that they're as improved as they believe they are, and start making some decisions about where guys are, seeing some rookies, some young guys playing better. A lot to play for over the last 6 weeks, starting Sunday.
There you have it. Jaguars are back at it. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we'll have Jags in the roundtable. Saturday, live coverage from Indianapolis, 45 minutes before the kick on Sunday. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.